Now let's see. And to the Republic for which it stands. Oh, that's easy. The Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, got it. On my honor, I promise to do my best, to do my duty to God and my country. Let's see, what could that be? Oh, that's the Boy Scout Pledge. Got it. Oh, hi, Chris here. Welcome to Odyssey. See, I was just taking a test out of this trivia magazine. This page has several well-known lines from famous vows or pledges. You have to guess the title of the vow or pledge the line comes from. All right, what's the next one? Da-da-di-da-da-da. What? Da-da-di-da-da-da-da. I don't know what this is. Oh, wait a minute. See last page for answers. This I gotta see. I mean, what kind of clue is da-da-di-da-da-da? Oh, brother.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
That's not a vow or pledge. Who published this book anyway? Let's see. Oh, Flawler Press. Figures. They should listen to our adventure in Odyssey. It has to do with a real and very important vow. One of the most important vows a person can make. And we'll get started right after this. Another school day has just ended, and Donna and Jesse are making their way home. Jesse is doing most of the talking, as usual. Now let's see where the conversation leads.
You really should see it, Donna. It's great.
I don't know, Jesse. You want me to watch a movie that just shows a bunch of pictures?
It's not just a movie. It's a documentary. We videotaped it. My dad thought since we're studying the Civil War in school, it'd be a good thing to have. Come over and watch it with me, okay?
Well, I need to stop by my house and tell my mom first.
Great. You're really gonna like this, Donna.
Uh-huh. You know how much I enjoy history.
I love it. The passion, the tragedy, a way of life gone with the wind, a nation torn apart.
Oh, brother.
Hey, speaking of things torn apart, there's Wendy Hillerman.
Poor thing. Who poor thing?
You mean you don't know?
Know what?
Wendy's parents are getting a divorce.
What? Are you sure?
She told me herself. I saw her crying after gym class and went over to ask what was wrong.
Wow. I wonder if she's been so quiet lately.
Yeah, she's pretty stunned. She said she knew her folks had problems, but she never thought it'd go this far.
Problems? What kind of problems?
Well, for one thing, Wendy said that they were always fighting and arguing. Then her dad was away on business a lot.
Come to think of it, I didn't see him at church all that much.
Uh-huh. Well, about 2 weeks ago, he came home, picked up her little brother, and split. And now...
divorced. Wow.
Yeah. Kind of makes you wonder, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, if it can happen to Wendy's parents, it can happen to anybody.
You think so?
Absolutely. I mean, my parents have sure taken the first step. Haven't yours?
First step? What first step?
Weren't you listening? Arguing. Fighting. That's always the first step.
How do you know that?
Because that's what they say on those talk shows. Arguing is always the first step. Besides, that's what happened to Wendy's parents.
Yeah.
So, what about your folks?
What about them?
Have they taken the first step?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You sure you're not just blinding yourself to the truth?
Jesse!
I'm only trying to save you a shock, Donna.
I'm not gonna be shocked, Jesse.
That's what Wendy said.
Yeah, well, I'm not Wendy. And I don't have to worry about a first step, because my parents don't argue. Now come on inside.
Oh, come on, George.
Let me come on. What about you? You're being totally unreasonable.
I'm being unreasonable?
Yes.
I'm being unreasonable?
Yes.
Oh!
And repetitive, too.
Oh, now there's a really mature comment for a grown man to make.
Oh, are we discussing maturity now? Is that it?
Not at all. You can't discuss something you've never experienced.
Oh, Mary, I can't believe you're behaving this way when all I wanted was your opinion.
Oh, you didn't want my opinion. You wanted your opinion to come out of my mouth.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, we both No, it isn't. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so angry.
Angry?
Well, I am not a yes woman, George. You asked for my opinion, and that's exactly what I gave you.
You didn't give me an opinion, Mary. You gave me an order.
Oh.
And then you made that funny noise with your teeth.
It's called hissing, and I thought it was very appropriate, considering the topic.
All right, that's it. You know, I don't need this.
What?
I'm going back to the office, and when you're ready to discuss this like a reasonable human being, give me a call. Right?
Oh, why? Are you going to bring a reasonable human being home with you? Ugh. Sometimes I wonder why I ever married that man. Ooh!
So, what other problems were Wendy's parents having?
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom.
Didn't I see Jesse here with you earlier?
Well, yeah. We talked for a little while, and then she went home.
Oh.
I was going to invite her to stay for supper, but I wasn't sure what time Dad would be home.
That makes two of us.
What?
Your father had some work to do at the office. He'll be home late.
Just like Wendy's dad.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Anyway, as far as supper is concerned, I thought we'd just all fend for ourselves tonight. Okay?
Yeah, sure. I guess I should go tell Jimmy. Is he home?
Can't you hear him? He's up in his room.
Oh, yeah. Mom, is everything all right?
All right? Oh, well, sure it is, sweetheart. Why?
Well, you're so quiet.
Oh, well, I'm just thinking, sweetheart. That's all.
Thinking?
Look, it's nothing, dear. Why don't you go and see if your brother wants something to eat?
Do you want something?
No, I'm not very hungry. Run on now.
Okay. Oh, boy.
A pass over to Jordan, who drives hard down the lane. He's up, 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 and misses! But Barkley is right there with the rebound. He's instantly double-teamed. There's 10 seconds left on the clock. 9, 8, Barkley maneuvers to the top of the key. 6, 5, he's up with the fadeaway jumper. 3, 2, looks like it's
Jimmy.
The shot is blocked by a fan who runs onto the court. The Bulls lose! The Bulls lose!
Jimmy?
Yes?
What are you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing? I'm playing basketball. I would have won, too, if your face hadn't blocked the ball.
This isn't a ball. This is... Oh, these are your shorts.
Yeah. They make a great basketball, too. You just tie them up into a knot.
Jimmy,
and
that is one of the most disgusting things you've ever done.
Oh, come on. I've done a lot of things more disgusting than that. Remember the time
Never
that
mind. I... Never mind. I didn't come in here to talk about how disgusting you can be.
Then why did you come in without knocking, I might add?
Because I'm worried about Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad? What's the matter with them?
They've been acting really strange.
What do you mean, strange?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Strange is strange, isn't it?
Not at all. There's different kinds of strange. I mean, there's strange, like when you let dried rubber cement hang out of your nose during shop class.
Oh.
And then there's strange, like when you put your clothes on backwards and sing Lydia the Tattooed Lady outside of a wedding.
Who did that?
Oh, this guy on the cover of the National Informant. I saw it while I was in line at the supermarket. See, there's a big difference between strange and strange.
Well, wouldn't you call it strange when a person sits alone in a dark room all afternoon?
Not if that person is a monk.
That person is Mom.
Mom? That's strange.
Yeah, and what's even more strange is that she's still sitting there.
She isn't fixing supper?
No. She said we should fend for ourselves tonight because she wasn't sure when Dad was going to be home from work. And that's another strange thing. Dad has been working late a lot the past few weeks. And the strangest thing of all is when I came home this afternoon, Mom and Dad were in the middle of a really big argument. What do you think of that?
She isn't fixing supper?
Jimmy, this is important.
Well, so is supper.
Oh, I should have known better than to try and talk seriously to someone who plays basketball with his shorts.
All right, wait a minute. So Mom and Dad had a fight. Big deal. It's not like it's the first one.
It's the first one I've ever heard.
Oh, come on. There are fights going on around here all the time.
Those are between you and me, not Mom and Dad.
Well, I still don't think it means anything.
Why not?
Because I know what they were fighting about.
You do? What?
Dad's going on a trip, and he wants to take me with him.
Oh, no.
He came home, picked up her little brother, and split.
Just like Wendy.
Donna?
Huh?
You okay?
Why?
You look the way people look on TV when they're remembering what someone said in an earlier scene.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm scared. I mean it. I'm really scared.
Wait a minute. Why? What are you scared of?
Mom and Dad, I think they're getting a divorce.
Can it be true? Find out when our adventure continues, right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
A divorce?
Shh, keep your voice down.
A divorce?
I know it sounds kind of weird, but...
Weird? You're off your nut, Donna. I'm the one who's supposed to come up with the harebrained ideas, remember?
Just hear me out, okay?
All right.
Well, I have this friend at school, Wendy Hillerman.
Oh, I know her. Tall with red hair.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, I
braces and wears glasses?
That's her. Anyway.
Freckles and a mole on her right...
Yes, that's her. Anyway, her parents are getting a divorce. And all that stuff I just told you about Mom and Dad? Well, it also happened to Wendy's parents before they split, including her father taking her little brother and leaving.
Yeah, but Dad and I are just going on a trip. We're not leaving.
That's probably what Wendy thought, too.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I think we need...
Jimmy!
It's Dad!
Yeah, at least he knocked. What do I do?
Open it!
Hi, Dad! Back from work, huh?
Yeah, I just got in. Oh, Donna, you're here, too, huh?
Yeah, I was talking to Jimmy.
Talking? Well, that's nice for a change of pace. Oh, listen, I'm glad you're here, though. That way I won't have to repeat myself.
Repeat yourself about what?
Well, we're not going to be taking that trip together after all, son.
We're not?
You're not?
No. I'm going to take you with me instead, Donna.
Me?
Yes. Your mother and I talked it over, and we thought it'd be better this way.
Where are we going?
Well, it's kind of a surprise, so I don't really want to tell you any more about it. We leave tomorrow morning bright and early, all right?
Okay.
Sorry, Jimmy. Maybe we'll go on a trip some other time, okay?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
All right.
Like on weekends and holidays. What are we gonna do, Donna?
Well, we've got to figure out a way to keep them together.
Yeah, but how?
Well, we've got to show them that both of us need both of them. And this trip is a great way to do it.
Huh?
Well, while we're away, you got to convince Mom that you need to have Dad around.
Wait a minute. How am I supposed to convince Mom of anything?
It's simple. Every chance you get, you just remind Mom that you miss Dad and you really want him around. And I'll do the same thing with Dad.
You think that'll be enough to convince him?
Well, I don't know.
I guess there are no guarantees. I mean, it's not like they're going to sign a contract or anything.
A contract? That's not a bad idea. A contract that says they have to stay together. You know, Jimmy, I don't know why everyone says you're so useless.
Wait a minute. Who says I'm useless? Donna! Who says I'm useless? I'm not useless. I'm just a pest. Donna!
The pilot said the plane stops at Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Well, which one are we going to, Dad?
I'll give you three guesses.
Dad.
Washington, where do you think?
Really?
Yeah. Since you're studying American history, I thought you should see where it all happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
But are we going to have time to see everything? I mean, I thought this was just an overnight business trip.
Well, we're going to be here a little longer than you thought.
Oh.
And not only that, I have another surprise waiting for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad Mom couldn't come. She loves surprises.
Well, we're not going to worry about Mom. We'll have a great time all by ourselves.
Yeah. All by ourselves.
There we are. Hey, look at this. Nice room, huh, Donna?
Yeah, nice.
Well, listen, I'm going to jump into the shower. make yourself comfortable, but try not to mess the place up too much, all right? We're going to have a visitor a little later on that we're going to go out to dinner with, all right?
A visitor?
Yeah, that's the surprise I told you about. Hold down the fort.
Yeah, sure. It'll give me time to finish this contract. I, George Barkley, do solemnly pledge to stay with my wife, Mary Barkley, from now on. Need something. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Hello?
George Barkley, please.
He's not able to come to the phone right now. Can I take a message?
Oh, is this Donna?
Yeah.
Your dad's told me so much about you.
He has?
Oh, yes. I feel like I know you. Well, listen. Tell your dad that Carol is on the way and should be there shortly for dinner.
Carol?
Donna? Hello?
Yes. I'll tell him. Thank you. Carol, well, that's why you wanted to come here. What do I do? I've got to call Jimmy. Okay, 7, 9. Okay. Oh, come on, Jimmy, answer. Oh, please let Jimmy answer.
Barkley residence.
Jimmy, it's Donna. I don't have a lot of time, so I need you to listen. I just found out something terrible, really terrible.
What? What is it?
Dad is seeing another woman.
What?
That's right. This woman named Carol just called. She's on her way here to take Dad out to dinner. What am I going to do, Jimmy?
You can't let Dad go out with her.
I know that, but how do I stop him?
I don't know. Hide his clothes.
What?
Not everything, just his shirt and his shoes.
I can't do that.
You want him to go out?
No.
Then you gotta do it, Donna.
All right. I'll call you later if I can. Oh, boy. Well, it's for your own good, Dad.
This is the strangest thing. Donna?
Yeah, Dad?
I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm missing some clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, my good shirt, my good shoes.
Well, are you sure you packed them?
All right, Donna, where are my clothes?
Come on. I hid them.
I thought so. Okay, it was a nice joke, but now
it's not a joke, Dad, or a game. I hid them because I don't want you to go out tonight.
But why?
I just don't want you to. Dad, please don't go out tonight, please.
Donna.
At least don't go out without signing something for me.
Signing what? What is
this? It's a contract.
A contract? Donna, what is going on?
Just sign it, please. Go away, there's no one here.
Donna.
Don't answer the door, Dad. Please don't answer the door. Just
Donna,
get away. Come
Donna,
on.
Donna, would you...
Dad, don't. Please, Dad.
Let go of my leg.
Stop.
Donna,
stop.
That is enough. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to answer that door.
Please don't, Dad.
Carol.
George.
Go away, you homewrecker. Carol?
Homewrecker?
Your name is Carol?
That's right.
But you're a man.
Also right.
You thought Carol was a woman?
Well, yeah, a woman called earlier.
Oh, that must have been my wife.
I'm really confused. You're not seeing another woman?
Another woman? No, of course not. Donna, this is Dr. Carol Porter, my American history professor from college. He's your surprise. He's going to take you all around Washington.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Donna, what is going on here?
Well,
No, on second thought, I don't want to hear about it right now. You go get dressed. We're all going out to have a nice dinner together, and you can use that time to think of everything you're going to tell me. And make no mistake, Donna, you are going to tell me everything. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
You didn't want your mom and I to get a divorce, so you wrote up these contracts for us to sign saying that we'll stay together. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's about it.
Oh, what are we going to do with you kids? Donna, your mother and I are not getting a divorce.
You're not?
No. Whatever made you think we were?
That big fight you had, for one thing. I've never seen you fight before. And then you were working a lot at the office. And then you were going to take Jimmy away on a trip. Just like Mr. Hillerman did.
Mr. Hillerman?
Wendy Hillerman's father. He and her mother are getting a divorce. And all those things I just said happened to them.
Oh. Donna, just because those things happened to them doesn't mean they're going to happen to us. And I hate to break it to you, but your mother and I have argued before, several times. We've just been really good about not doing it in front of you.
Really?
Yes. Most married people have arguments at one time or another, Donna, but it doesn't mean they're getting a divorce. Your mother and I love each other very much. We care about each other very much. Even when we argue, we're not getting a divorce.
Would you sign a contract saying that?
Well, you already did, Donna. Before you and Jimmy were even born. Our wedding vows. It's a contract we take very seriously.
I know. It's just that...
What?
Well, I wasn't around for that one. It would have been nice to see it, you know?
Yeah. Maybe you can, Donna. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gathered here today in the sight of God to renew and strengthen a marriage that began 14 years ago between a very nervous young man and a very beautiful young woman.
Oh.
Mary, my love for you has grown steadily through these years, and you are still and always will be my bride. May I continue to love you, to honor you, and cherish you for the rest of our lives.
George, thank you for your faithfulness and for being a loving husband and a caring father. I pray that I can bring you as much joy as you've brought me, and that my love for you will continue to grow throughout our lives, to death's gates and even beyond.
Donna and Jimmy, although you weren't there when it started, you also now belong to this union.
You're the best part of us. You complete us. We love you so much.
And now, Lord, through this covenant and these renewed vows, we dedicate ourselves to each other and to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That was really neat. Hi, Donna.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Thanks, Mom, Dad.
Aw, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah. You know, this kind of reminds me of that little cabin where I proposed to you, Mary.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't propose to me in a little cabin, George.
Yes, I did, Mary. It's a very warm and wonderful memory.
Well, it's not one that I share because I wasn't there.
Oh, really? Oh, well, who
boy,
was?
Here we
I'd
go
like
again.
To know. Perhaps it was Ethel Wiedemeyer.
Ethel Wiedemeyer?
God, we got within 10 miles of that one.
I
oh, yeah,
know.
Right. I remember that. Sure.
Don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Gotcha. Sorry.
I'm glad Donna and Jimmy got a chance to see and hear how much their parents love each other. But you know, you don't have to have a special ceremony to tell someone how much he or she means to you. You can and should tell them right now. It'll make both of you feel very good. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.